Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. For over a decade now, I've been helping people recover from OCD. I can tell you that OCD recovery is possible through my experience of having full recovery from severe OCD as well as my clients. So you absolutely can recover. Today, I wanted to talk to you about having room in your life for OCD recovery. All of us have complicated lives with a lot of situations. What you want to do is kind of divide them into two groups. There's situations that you can control, and with the situations that you can control, try to take the simplest path. Don't make things more complicated. Which brings me to number two. Situations that you can't control. Don't ruminate over them. Treat them as an OCD thought. If you can't control it, you don't need to be ruminating about it. You don't need to be thinking about it. It's beyond your control, so we're not thinking about it. Because the more you think and think and think, you start to create storylines in your mind which prompt you to doing extra things. People with OCD are generally their personality. And again, this is not everybody. So I don't want you to say, well, I'm not like that, so that means I don't have OCD. I'm saying majority of people. They are very much doers. They like to be active, not physically active, but just active in life. They're not one to just continuously sit on the couch. So with that kind of personality, it's easy to get yourself wrapped up in too many things, feel overwhelmed, and then feel like you have no room to do recovery work. And with clients, part of the thing that we do is also unravel this and on one side do recovery work, but on the other side, try to create a situation in their life where they can do more recovery work as well. Because in some situations, that becomes very important because the person simply can't focus on doing recovery work because they're fixating on things that are irrelevant and outside of their control and kind of losing what's really important here. So creating a situation in life where it helps you do recovery is, in my opinion, important. But again, if you're not in that situation and if you are having a really difficult time right now, I've had so many clients who recovered while being in the situation that's not so good. And I can tell you this, that if you can recover while going through life's adversity, then when things are better, it's going to be even more, the recovery is going to be even more cemented because you've gone through the hard times. You know, when a person is doing recovery work and the question that we get all the time is, well, what's full recovery? In my opinion, where I am comfortable to say that this person is fully recovered is when a person not only feeling better, not only not getting thoughts, rumination, compulsions, but also, you know, they've gone through things. They've gone through good times in life. They've gone through bad times in life. You could see that stress is not taking them down. Life is not taking them down, right? So it's they can handle things. That's what we know. Yes, this person is now fully recovered. So if you're recovering while going through stressors, it's not the worst thing, but just even more so focus on the tracking, focus on the reducing. You can do it, but you need to be doing it every single day, no matter what. I hope you find my videos helpful. Thank you so much for watching. If you would like to do one-on-one recovery program with me, all the information is on youhaveocd.com. You can start the program with me or one of the coaches. I'll see you tomorrow.